A church in Marshall will hold a week-long donation program that starts today, which is geared to help out less fortunate children in foreign countries. The program starts today and runs through Monday, November 21st. According to a news release, Operation Christmas Child is a donation project in which you can fill a shoebox with items such as school supplies, hygiene items, notes of encouragement, and toys. These shoeboxes are to be given to children overseas living in poverty or affected by war, disease, and natural disaster. Shoebox donations can be dropped off at the First Baptist Church at 8 North Odell Avenue. Now, those donations will be accepted today from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., also tomorrow at 2 times tomorrow, and on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and also on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of next week. You can check out this story on our website at KMMO.com for more information, and you can also get more information by visiting the website SamaritansPurse.org. A Bates City woman was injured in a Lafayette County traffic accident on Sunday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a northbound vehicle driven by 25-year-old Bethany Crosby of Bates City reportedly failed to negotiate a curve, causing the vehicle to travel off the right side of the roadway and travel into a creek bed. Crosby was transported by Snyder Valley EMS to a hospital in Independence for treatment of minor injuries. The accident occurred about 12:30 a.m. on Campbell Road, a half mile south of Texas Prairie Road. A Johnson County teenage driver was seriously injured in a rollover traffic accident in Cass County on Sunday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Delaney Davis of Kingsville ran off the right side of the roadway, struck a concrete driveway barrier, crossed over the driveway, struck a second concrete driveway barrier, overturned, and came to rest on its driver's side. Davis was transported by Pleasant Hill EMS to a hospital in Kansas City for treatment of her injuries. The accident happened just after 6 p.m. on County Road 179, 1 mile east of Schimmel Road. A special pavement treatment planned for a mid-Missouri roadway could reduce out-of-control traffic crashes where it has been installed by up to 90% each year. Missouri Transportation Department engineer Dave Sylvester says the department wants additional signs, guard cable, and a high-friction surface treatment along the Route 54 corridor from Camdenton to Mexico.
If we keep people on the road, That's our goal, you know. So this will give the folks that additional traction, that friction between the road and the tires.
A safety audit by the department shows there have been more than 400 accidents, including 11 fatalities since 2011 along that stretch of Route 54. Sylvester says the audit shows existing conditions along the corridor meet all state and federal standards. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.